Good morning, everyone. My name is Wei Song Huang, and I'm from UC Riverside. The talk for today is on the survey and database of kissing bugs. To begin with, Triatomini, or kissing bugs, more commonly known as, are the main vectors of Chagas disease, and which is caused by the protozoan parasite Trypanosoma cruzii. Currently, we know that there are 140 described species of Triatomini, out of which 12 species occur within the United States itself, and these come from two genera, Paratriatoma and Triatoma. The main host of Triatomini in this region is wood rats and pack rats, and these are widely distributed within the southwestern states. Within California specifically, we have three native species of kissing bugs in Southern California. They are Triatoma protracta, Triatoma brumvida, and Paratriatoma hirsuta. Not only are we concerned about the contracting of Chagas disease itself, but we do know that there are about 7% of humans within this region that are hyperallergic to Triatomini bites itself. And because of that, and in addition, there are increasing reports of kissing bug bites within this area, and this raises the question of whether there's a potential public health risk in this manner. Not only that, we have 1 out of 6 reported cases of autochthonous transmission of Chagas disease reported from California itself, so there is somewhat justified reason for our concern. In addition to that, we have concern that the native kissing bug species can serve as a Chagas disease reservoir within a densely populated region. However, to address these concerns, we are at this point not able to do it because of the lack of up-to-date information. The last survey work was conducted in the 1980s, while the last infection rate study was done in the 1970s. So this project that we have here is basically designed to fill up the missing gaps in terms of the information. So the project is divided into 4 sections. First of all, we wanted a survey across Southern California to map the current distribution of kissing bug species. Secondly, using the specimens we collected, we wanted to test out what is the current infection rate of the local kissing bugs with respect to Trypanosoma cruzii. All specimens was databased so as to do cross-referencing analysis. Last but not least, we wanted to get the public to be involved in reporting kissing bug bites and incidences. So for the first part of the survey, we used mercury vapor lamp and UV light traps to sample for kissing bugs across Southern California. A total of 8 sample sites were selected across the region, and this includes various habitats, highland deserts, lowland deserts, inland coastal sagebrush, and lowland forest. The whole survey was conducted over a span of 11 weeks, which coincided with the kissing bug peak season, and that was in the summer this year. So this is an enlarged view of Southern California, together with the localities that we sampled the kissing bugs. From all our locality data, there's only one species that we got throughout all the localities, and that is the species Triatoma protracta, and this was used subsequently for the rest of our studies. From all our localities, 4 out of the 8 are the ones that we got Triatoma protracta, and these are the ones found in red. While there are 3 remaining sites that we had no counts this year, but we did get specimens from last year, and these are the ones in blue. And the only one site that we did not get any specimens for both years are found in Coachella Valley, which is right here, further down. So as you can see from the survey, Triatoma protracta is widely distributed across Southern California. This includes not just remote areas in the deserts, but also in highly densely populated residential sites as well. So to move on to the next part, we have 2 large yields of samples, Triatoma protracta specimens, and this was found in 2 sites, Escondido and Glendora. This was used subsequently to study the infection rates for these 2 sites itself. all the specimens was dissected and the guts removed to check for trypanosomes under the microscope. To further confirm the identity of the trypanosomes within the guts, we employed molecular techniques, specifically 18S sequences, and these were compared with GenBank sequences. So here are the results. Overall, we have an infection rate that is consistent with historical data. To look at it specifically, in Glendora, we have 36.36% infection rate, while in Escondido, it is 18.38%, so coming out with an average of 20.89%. When this is compared to previous data published, this falls well within the expected range, mainly from 19.51% to 30.65%. With regards to the molecular identification, we have a 100% match in terms of 18S sequences with respect to known T. cruzii strains. So here are the results. The first one is the reference taxa that we have, and these are the different strains of T. cruzii, while as compared to the rest of the different Trypanosoma species. Currently, we are expanding this work to include a different gene segment, which is the 24S. This one has a lot more, a higher variability in terms of the gene itself, and this will help us to determine which strain it is that is the one that is occurring in Southern California. With all the data, the information collected so far, the next step for us to do is to database all specimens relevant information. We were able to do that through the use of the PBI locality database. And this is how the data entry interface looks like. What we have here is various entries that includes the taxon species name, locality information, preservation method, sex of the specimen, so on and so forth. With all the data included, we can actually search them and retrieve it based on different results such as species, locality, and collection information. Currently, we have 210 recent specimens recorded from 14 different localities in the region. And this will be expanded to include all historical collections, namely from the LA County Museum, San Diego Natural History Museum, and Dr. Reitman's personal collections. All this will basically represent all of the historical specimens that we know of from Southern California. Besides having the database for our own research purpose, there is basically the other outcome of having such a database, and that is to be able to be accessible to the public as well. And this is done through the collaboration between Discover Live and the PBI project, which we were able to tag onto. So just one of the features of Discover Live is something called the Global Mapper, and this basically shows you the distribution of the known species when you search for it, in this case Trichotoma protracta, and this is all based on georeference data that is recorded. So this is just a zoom up to Southern California, and as you can see, these are the survey points plus a few additional data sets. This is just a zoom up of a specific locality, and all the locality information is widely accessible to the public. Having all these public-friendly services rendered, the last part of my section is to talk about how we can get the public to work for us. This is done through a small exercise, testing how we can get public to be involved in reporting kissing bug incidences. And this is just using the most cost-effective measures of using a website creation and a website, a little online advertising through web links. So we created a website itself that is having relevant information with regards to kissing bugs. This is tagged on with a conspicuous kissing bug wanted poster, as well as a PDF of how to identify kissing bug, as well as the reporting procedures for the public. The page that we wanted to tag onto is basically Wikipedia web pages that are relevant, and this is done through external links that are seen at the end of the page. So what are the results of this? We have actually very encouraging public responses. This is just a visit count of our website based on the peak season during the kissing bug collection. And what you can see here is that we have between more than 200 to 600 counts at least per month to our website. This is the top referral links, and this shows that there are a lot of, majority of them are actually coming out from the Wikipedia web pages. we have a lot of emails received as well as phone calls. There are inevitably some false alarms, but generally we have actually very good results. One of our sample sites actually coming out from public response that led us to it, and this was included in the survey data as well as the sample infection studies. So I'll just jump through the summaries. Okay, and with that, I'd like to acknowledge these people. And that is all. Thank you for your time.
Okay, we have time for one question.
Yes.
You stated that the kissing gloves were present in urban environments too. Do you know if they're present in households as well?
Yes, so based on the sample sites that we have, some of them are basically within residential areas. And from what I've mentioned about the public response, a few of the bugs were caught from households. And they do get into households once in a while because they are attracted to light. So the flight pattern is such that when they fly at night, they do get attracted, and that's why we use light traps as well. So they are found within areas. They're not totally urbanized areas, but basically foothill areas or anywhere you can find wood rats. Yeah. Okay, thank you very much.